Now, how current events in Iraq, especially the battle for Fallujah, might affect political alliances in the January elections. In those elections, Iraqis will choose 275 members of a National Assembly. They're using a system of national lists instead of legislative districts. That means you cast a vote not for a candidate, but for a nationwide slate of candidates, and if the slate you choose wins, say, 40% of the vote, then they get 40% of the seats in the National Assembly. Joining us now is Juan Cole, professor of Middle Eastern and South Asian History at the University of Michigan. Professor Cole, what kind of lists are being assembled nowadays in Iraq?
Well, within the major ethnic groups, which have tended to generate the major parties, each is attempting to maximize their potentialities by making joint lists. So, for instance, there are two major Kurdish parties. They're trying to put together a joint list in the north. Two of the major Shiite parties, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq and the Dawah Party, have announced that they will have a joint list. And then Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, who is the spiritual leader of the Shiites, is working very hard to try to assemble a vast, all-encompassing Shiite list so that all the Shiite parties and many independents would be on the same list.
In which case, a sort of coalition building among Shiites would be done before the election rather than after the election, if he could accomplish that.
That's right. The system as it's now set up encourages the coalition building to be done beforehand because any individual candidate would have to get something on the order of 33,000 votes to get a seat. And so if you're an independent, you would be a little unlikely to achieve that goal. Whereas if you have a big multi-party coalition, as a group, they might be able to get 30, 40%.
Now, Sunni Arabs, accustomed to really being the governing minority in Iraq all these years, first of all, are they actually going to participate in this election?
Well, it seems at this point a little unlikely that very many Sunni Arabs will participate in the election. The Association for Muslim Scholars, which is among the more popular and which has a fundamentalist cast, has been working very hard for a boycott. They reject the elections. They reject American dominance of Iraq. They were opposed until recently by the Iraqi Islamic Party, which urged Sunni Arabs to vote if they're going to have a voice in their future. But because of the American assault on Fallujah, the Iraqi Islamic Party has now itself withdrawn from the caretaker Alawi government, and it may switch its stance to one of boycott.
So Sunni Arabs in Iraq could very conceivably be underrepresented in the National Assembly that's elected in January, by their own decision of not taking part in the election.
Because the election is a national election, it's not based upon districts, one's voting for a national list. The Sunni Arabs, under ordinary circumstances, could expect to get 50, 60 seats in Parliament. But if they don't show up at the polls, they may get five, and they may be virtually without a voice in that body.
Well, let's consider that possibility and who would have a voice in that body. The Kurdish minority, if they formed a combined list, the Kurds have been extraordinarily pro-American throughout this time, and I assume that they would continue to be so in a new Iraqi National Assembly. The Shiite Muslims and the grand slate, perhaps, that Grand Ayatollah Sistani could put together?
Well, the major parties among the Shiite Muslims are religious parties. And they are aiming for a Shiite-dominated Iraq in which Shiite religious law would play a large role. They have been willing, on the whole, to cooperate with the Americans in order to achieve this goal. But once they were in power, it's not entirely clear that they would look kindly upon a continued strong American presence in Iraq.
I mean, one way of summing up what the United States' interest is right now in Iraq is to see some government developed in such a way that the U.S. can call Iraq secure and they can call it democratic. What's your sense of having something they can call democratic?
Well, the real problem here is that although it may be possible to hold these elections and the security problems may not be insurmountable, the resulting assembly, if the Sunnis do boycott, if the Sunni Arabs do boycott, may create the conditions for a Shiite tyranny of the majority. Because Iraq has been set up by the Americans with just one chamber of legislature, and because of these national lists, you could end up with a situation in which the the Shiite majority, which is 60-65% of the population, could impose its will relentlessly on the minorities and alienate them.
Well, Juan Cole, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Professor Juan Cole, Professor of Modern Middle Eastern and South Asian History at the University of Michigan.